We had a number of requests on our Facebook page and other places for me to talk about our family's trip to India. Well, we had a wonderful time. We went to a wedding, Nishant Dahiya, an NPR staff member, and his wife, Valentina Pasquale. We all rode elephants and camels. We saw Jaipur's Pink City and monks and monkeys living in harmony in the Valley of the Monkeys. I'd wondered how our daughters would react to seeing so many beggars. They see and speak with homeless people in the U.S., but they're not used to both the numbers of beggars that you can see in India and their persistence. My wife was careful to tell our daughters that we are lucky to have enough to eat and wear and sleep in a safe, warm place at night. At one point, our six-year-old looked and saw a man and asked, "Is he poor or is he lucky?" For the moment, she doesn't speak of people being rich or poor. She asks if they're poor or lucky, and knows that she is among the lucky. Well, I hope she holds on to that view for a while. Meanwhile, we were all impressed all over again by India's majesty, chaos, and genius. Now, a few weeks ago, we asked you to take part in our social media survey. We want to thank the more than 7,200 listeners who took part. Your suggestions will help us try to make Weekend Edition even better in the year to come, both on the air and through social media. Here's some of what you said. A female listener, age 38, says, "I follow on Twitter. I enjoy reading about Scott's impressions of the show. It makes me feel like I am behind the scenes. It's nice to have a Facebook news feed in case I miss a story that would interest me." That's from a female listener, age 37. "Following Scott on Twitter makes me feel more involved in real time. Scott actually responded to one of my tweets." That's from a female, age 40. I remember that tweet. "Because Weekend Edition integrates Facebook, email, the web, and other social media into the program, it makes me have more respect for it and makes me feel like Weekend Edition is more forward-looking than conventional network media. I feel more connected to the hosts and people behind the scenes." That's from a male, age 54. "We found out also in this survey that following Weekend Edition through social media is a relatively new experience for most of the more than 7,000 people who took our survey, but it's one that they engage in frequently. Listeners say they've enjoyed the interaction and peeks behind the scenes, and as a result, had developed more favorable opinions, both of Weekend Edition and NPR generally. So to learn more about our social media survey, you can go to npr.org/soapbox. And thanks to all of you. We'll see you online as well as on the radio. This is NPR News.